Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive from Think and Act Locally. Today, we're going to be looking at something that I think a lot of people would probably rather not, and that's the city budget.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks don't really have the time or the energy to dig into these giant reports, but we do.
Yeah.
And we're bringing you all the highlights, the need-to-know information from the Deer Park budget for the fiscal year 2024-2025.
And there are some really interesting things in here, things about how our city is funded, maybe some things you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I was flipping through this thing and I noticed right away that it's not just taxes that are keeping the city running.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw ambulance fees bringing in over $1 million. What's going on here? Are we all just driving a little too fast in Deer Park?
Well, hopefully not. But it does show you the importance of emergency services.
Mm-hmm.
And it highlights that revenue for the city comes from a lot of different sources. You know, sales tax and franchise tax are the big ones. Those bring in over $9 million and $1.7 million, respectively. But then you got all these other sources that really start to add up.
You're like, I saw garage sale permits.
Yeah.
I mean, my neighbor must be single-handedly funding the city with all the stuff they sell.
Right.
And library fines. I mean, I'm still traumatized from those overdue charges from when I was a kid.
Well, hey, those small fees help keep the library lights on and the books coming in. Every little bit counts. And speaking of things that add up, the city actually has an investment portfolio. They're projected to bring in about $2.3 million in investment revenue this year.
Wait a minute. The city's playing the stock market.
Yeah.
What are they buying GameStop?
Hopefully not.
Seriously, though, $2.3 million, that sounds like a lot. But is that down from last year?
It is. They estimated almost $2.9 million last year. And there's also a significant decrease in transfers from the Water Sewer Fund, down to $46,400 from $148,400 the year before.
Okay, so what's going on there? Are we running out of water? Did the investments go bad?
It's really hard to tell just from the budget itself. You know, the market could be impacting those investments. And maybe there were some big water or sewer projects last year that ate up a lot of those funds. These are different questions that we should be asking our city representatives about, though. Transparency is key.
Absolutely. Speaking of transparency, let's talk about those fines and fees. Because this budget lays out a whole list of things that can cost you money in Deer Park.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that some of these fees are directly tied to keeping essential services running. It's not always about, you know, punishing people.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so for every citation that is issued, a portion of what's called the child safety fee, that goes towards funding the school crossing guards program. So while nobody wants to get a ticket, at least, you know, some of that money is going towards keeping kids safe walking to and from school.
Okay, I can see that. So even if you mess up, the money's still doing some good. What about some of these other fees, though, like mowing fines, alarm permits, pound fees?
Mm-hmm.
What are those all about? And where does all that money end up?
Those are great questions. And to the city's credit, they do list specific legal articles, 102.014 and 102.0172, that dictate how those funds can be used. But we definitely want to dig a little deeper into that later.
Absolutely. Transparency is super important when it comes to our money. Now, let's shift gears and look at a couple of departments that I think really directly impact our lives. Public safety and recreation.
Two big ones for sure. And I think the numbers can tell us a lot about the city's priorities.
All right, well, let's start with public safety. This is police, fire, EMS, all essential services. What kind of budget are we looking at here?
We are looking at a whopping $20 million. That's a big chunk of change. And when we dig into the specifics, we see some interesting trends. For example, the DPISD SRO program, you know, the school resource officers, their funding has more than doubled this year, going from $586,099 to $1,192,000.
Whoa, over $1 million. That's a pretty serious investment in school safety. It makes you wonder,
yeah,
you know, is that a response to some of those national incidents we've seen? Or maybe there's something specific going on locally.
It definitely raises some questions. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, you'll notice that there's also an increase in personnel within the police department, specifically school resource officers. It seems like the city is really prioritizing security in our schools.
Makes sense with all the anxieties that parents have these days. But it would be interesting to hear from the city about what specifically drove that decision. Now let's move on to recreation. Park senior services, athletics, aquatics, lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But I bet it all comes with a pretty hefty price tag.
Well, compared to public safety, the recreation budget is a bit smaller. But there are some significant changes. We're seeing increases in pool admission fees, recreation program fees, and athletic league fees.
So if you want to swim or play ball or take a dance class, it's going to cost you a bit more this year.
Looks that way. But it's important to remember that these fees help maintain those facilities and programs.
Right. Got to keep the pools clean and the lights on. Speaking of programs, anything in the recreation budget that caught your eye?
You can't miss the Santa Around Town program. Always a big hit with the kids. And then there's the After School Activity Program, or ASAP, which provides supervised activities for kids after school.
I'm sensing a theme here. Investment in youth programs, school safety. Seems like the city's really focusing on the younger generation.
Definitely something to keep in mind as we look at the rest of this budget. Now, we've talked about those kind of big attention-grabbing departments, but there are some others that are just as crucial, even if they're not quite as flashy.
You're talking about the unsung heroes, the behind-the-scenes folks that keep everything running smoothly.
Exactly. Departments like administration and finance, they might not be chasing bad guys or hosting summer camps, but they are the backbone of the city's operations.
The paper pushers and number crunchers. Essential, but maybe not the most exciting part of the budget, right?
Well, don't underestimate them. This department covers everything from the mayor and city council to the municipal court to human resources. We're talking about a projected budget of around $4.7 million.
That's a lot of red tape.
Yeah.
What exactly are they spending all that money on?
A lot of it goes towards salaries for all those folks. The judge, the prosecutors, the city secretary, records specialists. It's a whole team of people keeping things organized and legal.
It's like a whole city government ecosystem in there.
Yeah.
So, out of curiosity, what's the biggest expense in this department?
It's actually the city manager's office, with a budget of just over $1.5
million. $1.5 million. What exactly does the city manager do to warrant that kind of cash?
Well, think of them as like the CEO of Deer Park. They answer to the city council, and they're responsible for implementing policies and overseeing all the city departments. Their budget covers salaries for their staff, but also things like mobile phones, training, travel expenses, even subscriptions.
Wow, so they're pretty busy, not just sitting in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're running a whole city, you got to stay connected and informed. What about the municipal court? They probably have a lot of expenses related to, you know, trials and all that legal stuff.
Yeah, you're right. They're projected to spend around $649,000. Which covers salaries for the judges and the prosecutors and the court staff. Plus, they have operational costs like equipment, rentals, training, and even security services.
Security services. Is the Deer Park Courthouse like a hotbed of drama and intrigue?
Not that we know of. But remember that court security fee we talked about? Part of that revenue goes towards security personnel and equipment for the municipal court.
Right. Safety first. Okay, another department I'm curious about is Public Works. These are the folks who keep our streets clean, our trash collected, and our lights on. What can you tell us about their budget?
Public Works is a big one. It's actually broken down into several divisions. Street maintenance, traffic, electrical, HVAC, sanitation, and fleet maintenance. Each division has its own responsibilities and its own budget.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Let's start with street maintenance. I mean, those potholes don't fix themselves. And I bet maintaining all those street signs adds up.
It sure does. Their budget is projected to be around $4.5 million, which covers personnel costs, equipment maintenance, and all those materials for road repairs.
And what about traffic? I mean, those traffic signals seem pretty high-tech these days. I can't imagine that maintaining those is cheap.
You're not wrong. The traffic division's budget is around $1.4 million, which includes things like traffic signal maintenance, street sign replacements, even the salaries of specialized roles like the traffic signal supervisor and the traffic technician, the third.
Wow, they've got specialists for everything. It makes you realize how much goes on behind the scenes to keep the city running. What about keeping the city sparkling clean? Sanitation must have a pretty big budget, too.
You bet. Sanitation's projected budget is just over $3.8 million.
That's a lot of garbage trucks.
That's true.
I guess when you think about all the fuel and the personnel and the actual disposal of all our waste, it makes sense.
Right. And speaking of vehicles, let's not forget about the fleet maintenance division. They're the unsung heroes, keeping all those garbage trucks and police cars and fire engines and other city vehicles running smoothly.
It's like the city's personal pit crew, keeping those wheels turning. How much are we spending to keep everything in tip-top shape?
Their budget is around $1.3
million. Wow, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Administration and public works. It's amazing to see how many moving parts there are in running a city.
And we've only just scratched the surface. There's still more to explore in this Deer Park budget, including some interesting special revenue funds.
Special revenue funds. Now, that sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Well, these are funds that are dedicated to very specific purposes, often coming from grants or other sources outside of just the general tax revenue.
Oh, so like secret money that the city uses for top secret projects.
Not quite. Think of it more like targeted funding. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Deer Park receives a grant from the Texas Forest Service for wildfire mitigation. That money goes into a special revenue fund and can only be used for things like training equipment and community outreach related to wildfire prevention.
Okay, so it's like a way to make sure that certain important initiatives get the funding they need, even if they're not part of the main budget. What other kinds of special revenue funds does Deer Park have?
They've got one for the Bulletproof Vest Partnership Grant, which helps fund, you guessed it, bulletproof vests for our police officers.
Makes sense. Keeping our officers safe is a top priority, and this ensures they've got the equipment they need.
Exactly. And there's also a special revenue fund for the Community Development Block Grant Program, which is a federal program that provides funding for things like affordable housing, community infrastructure, and economic development projects.
So these special revenue funds really highlight how the city gets its funding from a variety of sources, not just our local taxes. It's like a whole web of funding streams.
It really is. And it shows just how interconnected our local government is with state and federal programs.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the Deer Park budget, from ambulance fees to special revenue funds. It's been quite a journey.
It has. But you know, beyond all the numbers and departments, what I really hope people take away from this is a sense of empowerment. This budget is a reflection of our community, our priorities, and our vision for the future.
You're so right. And that's why Think and Act Locally is so passionate about bringing this information to the citizens of Deer Park. Because when we understand the budget, we can understand how our city works, where our money is going, and how we can make our voices heard.
Exactly. This isn't about passively observing. It's about actively engaging. Now that you have a better understanding of the budget, what questions do you have? What surprises you? What would you like to see changed?
That's the key question. It's about taking this knowledge and turning it into action. Maybe you attend a city council meeting and voice your opinion on a specific budget item.
Or reach out to your city council representative and share your thoughts on the city's priorities.
You can also visit the Think and Act Locally website, where we've got even more information about the budget process and ways to get involved.
Remember, an informed citizenry is the foundation of a thriving community.
So, Deer Park, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. Your city needs you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Deer Park budget. We hope you found it informative and empowering.
And remember, your voice matters.